Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're on, I believe, day 29, so we're wrapping up quickly here. This particular subject, but today's topic is choosing well-spoken words. As I went through the devotion earlier, I found it interesting. The verse that I chose to go with this is David, I believe, writing about a blessing or of being struck by someone. And it talks about his enemies and how he considers their response to his words. And their treatment of him is not what any of us would look at and think, wow, I'll sign up for that. But he talks about time, bringing about an awareness that his words were indeed well spoken. Have you ever been given advice that you didn't think was all that good? I'm sure you have, because we've all been given advice that hasn't been all that good at various times in our life, I think. But advice that when you've received it, perhaps you ignored it because you didn't think it was all that good, and later found out that it was indeed good advice, that it was words that were well spoken. You see, in my mind at least, because of the processing time that is required, it's rare that I hear something and think, wow, those are some really good words. Those are some timely words. Now, it does happen, but it's not common, at least not for me. It's usually the test of time. It's usually the processing of them, the understanding of how they apply to my life and the actual application of them to my life that makes me realize that they were indeed well-spoken words. Sometimes I believe we miss out on receiving well-spoken words because we're too quick to reject that which we don't understand. That's which makes no sense in the immediate need that we're facing. You see, it's in this life of realizing that God's words are the words that are the most well-spoken. When we begin to use God's word as the foundation for our advice, for our encouragement, for our comfort that we give others, for the words that we share, we find that the words that we use are indeed well-spoken words. Even if it takes time for those who hear them to figure that out. And as we've talked about all this month of in this Watch Your Mouth devotion, is how we present those words will go a long way or detract from another person's willingness to accept them. Another person's willingness to put them into practice. And yet, as I understand this psalm that I used in this particular devotion, there's this idea that a well-spoken word is valuable, even if the results do not appear in an immediate time frame that we're expecting. as Paul writes, and he talks about some who plant the seed, some who water, and yet it's God who gives the increase, God who brings about the harvest. And I think that's true when we think about our well-spoken words. When our words are well-spoken, they become seeds that are planted in a person's life. Or perhaps they become water to the seeds that have already been planted. And so many times we believe and we're maybe even taught that it's our job to get people to change, to convince people to repent, to be transformed by the power of Christ. But I believe Scripture is pretty clear that that's the job of God's Spirit. That's His job, to bring about conviction, to bring about change. You see, it's God's job to do the work that we can't do. But our role in being a part of that says that I will do what I can with the words that I have, words that God has given in His Word. You see, when we choose well-spoken words, it's, again, that double-edged dilemma. I don't know that we can choose well-spoken words that we use until we choose well-spoken words that we receive. And sometimes it takes patience on our part. And in my experience, probably most of the time it takes patience on our part. To not easily or quickly dismiss that which someone else says. Sometimes the well-spoken words that we ought to receive are dismissed because, well, the person using them doesn't use them all that well. And because we don't like the tone or the attitude or the context, we miss the heart of what we really needed to hear. But the truth is, that's the same story with those that hear the well-spoken words we share. How often do we share well-spoken words, words with God's Word behind them that are ignored or set aside because, well, we've shared them in a manner that doesn't make them all that receptive, all that tasteful. One of the big differences in dining options has to do with the presentation of your food. You go to a very fancy restaurant, which typically equates into a very expensive restaurant. Not always, but they tend to go together. And you'll discover that the placement of the food on the plate and is very carefully planned. Whereas in a less fancy place and often a less expensive place, the attention is maybe well paid to the food itself, but it's just kind of put there. And even if it's the same food items, when you set the plate side by side, typically people will choose the one that looks better. Because, well, that one doesn't look so good. And the same, it could be the same food, it could be even be prepared in the same manner. The one that looks less impressive may even be done better. But the presentation kind of catches our eye. And I believe similar in well-spoken words, how we present God's Word either catches people's eye or it makes them turn away. And I wonder, How often do people hear our words, but they look at our life and think, it's not real? I've been told those who do photography for food advertisements, particularly restaurant advertisements, will say, that photo that you see that is just so mouth-watering and enticing, you would not want to eat that food. The things that are done to it to make it look just right in the picture, that kind of makes it not so tasty. You see, we need to present the reality of who Christ is in our life, with our attitude, with our actions, and with our well-spoken words. But as the verse from Psalms that I led off with, the realization that eventually those, even David's enemies, would understand and realize just how well-spoken his words were. My encouragement for you and for me is to continue to speak well-spoken words, no matter how people respond or don't respond. And through the process, continue to learn and grow in your presentation. But don't let someone's short-term rejection of words which are true and well-spoken keep you from continuing. As we pray today, I would encourage you to consider the words that you have heard from others. Words which have been well spoken even when you did not realize it at the time. I would encourage you to consider how you've responded to those words. I would also ask, as you pray, to ask God to help you see how His words can be timely in every situation. That He would give you wisdom to know what parts of His words, how to share His word in a manner that is well spoken, so that it would produce a great harvest. And spend time praying about your faithfulness in choosing and using and listening to well-spoken words, no matter what. Would you pray with me today? Father, thank You that You are indeed a God that loves us. You have given us an incredible wealth of well-spoken words in Scripture. Words that You knew were important for us. So the Spirit puts them in the hearts and minds of people to write down. Father, as we spend time with You, we spend time in Your Word, may You continually teach us the value. May You give us wisdom and discernment in how to use Your Word within our words so that they would be well spoken. Father, as You surround us with people that are meant to encourage and challenge us, may we pay attention to the content of their words, and especially those words that kind of catch us off guard, that we want in our flesh to just quickly dismiss. May we allow those words to be filtered through Your Spirit. Your Spirit that dwells within us so that we can test them, to see whether they are indeed well-spoken and we just didn't like them. Father, may Your Word always reign in our life so that it has final say whether we like what it says or not. And Father, as we speak with others, may our words be well spoken as they come from a foundation of Your Word. Continue to help us to pay attention to the manner in which we present them. to pay attention to how we live out the words that we're sharing so that there's consistency in what we say and what we do. God, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, in our churches, in our communities. I pray that the words that we share with them would be the right words. It would be words well spoken to plant those seeds and water those seeds that are in their life, that they would grow. And Father, even as you use the children around us to speak words into our life, may we not dismiss their words simply because of their age, but may we look within them for the well-spoken words that may exist. Father, help us to be faithful. Faithful in speaking when we ought to speak, faithful in being silent when we ought to be silent. Faithful in pursuing words which are well spoken, regardless of how quickly or slowly or whether anybody appears to even be listening. Father, may we have the patience to allow you to produce the harvest according to your time and not according to our desire. Oh, Father, today I pray that the words we speak would constantly lift up Jesus. That the words we share about Jesus working in our life would be words which are well spoken. Words which contain not only the truth of Scripture, the truth of your word, but words which contain the truth of Jesus transforming our life, the incredible value of walking daily with Jesus. And Father, as we walk daily with Jesus, as we lift Him up in our words, in our actions, in our interactions with people, may we constantly be mindful of how our well-spoken words are received. And if there's changes that we need to do in the presentation, then help us to be aware of that. But Father, if it's the hearts of those listening that simply refuse to hear it, may we continue on in faithfulness, knowing that your Spirit has a power that we don't, and that those well-spoken words can, through the power of your Spirit, penetrate the hardest shell that a person would put around themselves. And so, Father, help us to allow time for those words to penetrate that shell, to take root, to grow. And may our well-spoken words today lift up Jesus, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. As I close today, I just would like to ask that you continue to pray for those that have been hit by Hurricane Delta overnight and continue to experience the wind and rain and flooding that comes with that. Was able to pick up a cap for my truck and prepared to load up diapers and to head that way the end of next week and to see what God can do with the supplies that He's already provided. Pray for not only those that live in that hurricane zone, but so many who are preparing and watching and listening to God on how to respond. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.